Well, folks, I'll tell you what, this is the time of the show here where we're going to introduce, I think we introduced a bunch of people first. Not sure about all that. I tell you, this is kind of a disorganized confusion thing here. I don't know what's happening next. You? You probably know as much about what's coming up as I do. I'm looking the wrong way. There's people over here I'm supposed to introduce. Let's see here. First, should we do them first? All right. Hey, I got a monitor. Look. Hey. I usually have that on top of my guitar, all this stuff, you know, but this is a lot better. First, I would like to introduce to you the... It's the first line. Lifetime members for their contributions to Dell Fest, Dell's Army. Yeah. How about a hand for Kevin Komoff? Yeah. Is that right? Fairgrounds director. Where's Kevin at? Oh, you know Kevin.
Here comes
He's
Kevin.
The guy that drives a tractor all around here, you know? And I know Kevin.
There he is. Right here it is. He is, Kevin, you are now a lifetime member of Dell's Army.
Now we might supposed to put this around your neck. Is that
Let's
all right?
Do that.
All
yeah,
right,
I'll
do that.
It took 7 years.
Yeah, he hasn't done.
If I know that, I'm trying to work a little harder. You know?
He has not been appreciated at all till this year. 7 years he had to do.
Give him a hand. He's the one that runs this place.
Kevin. And you know, Kevin has been here a long time. He lived in that little house that was used to be over there, and they took it down, but now I got to tell you something. Now, he didn't live in there recently. He did when he was a kid, you know, like this. But they're going to put that house back up. And you folks remember that house? Do you? Okay, it's going to be right over there, and it'll look just like the old one, but it'll be brand new. Of course, the old one wasn't nothing wrong with it. There was no termites in it or anything, were they, Kevin? It was great.
Those of you that would like to rent that house, my phone number, stop in the office. I'll be glad to give you my card.
Now, there's a businessman right there. Thank you, Kevin. The next one, I think he's coming from this side. Let's see here. Larry Kunkel. Now, he has been folding T-shirts here for 7 years. He has folded more T-shirts than you could ever imagine. Come out here, Larry Kunkel. Let's give Larry a hand.
Hey, Larry.
You're a lifetime member.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, if you want to talk to me, you can. That Larry sing, okay. That's better. You
can
sing?
I can't carry a tune.
Well, I can't carry one either, but I can play one.
Larry, we want to thank you for everything that you've done helping us out here, that's for sure. From day one.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
He has a wonderful partner in crime, Mr. Ron Chitto. Ron Chitto, come out here. You're the next lifetime member. These guys have been with us.
Whoa, whoa!
I guess he's okay. I didn't see that that box there. He's up, he's up. He made it all right. Well, now this Ron Chittum guy now, you see that merch tent over there? It's got a big floor in it. Every year he puts that floor down and he's in charge of that over there, and plus all the other things around here. If a bad storm comes along, he gets a hold of the middle of it and holds it down, see? So it don't blow away. Ron Chittum.
He's another
watch
one that's
the
been
box.
Here.
Yeah. This guy said, watch the box.
He's been here since day one with us.
That's right, 7 years.
Yes, sir. And he's here before anybody gets here. And he and Larry and have done a wonderful job. We just want to thank you.
Yeah.
We do.
You see Doug? You see him? Now, is Doug McKenzie here?
There he is, right back here.
Here he comes. Give him a hand. He's
another man from right here who has done whatever is ever needed, he's done. He helps with all of our RVs. You know how many RVs we have to have around here. This man has been there, helped set everything up. He's a major part of the food drive. Habitat for Humanity. Building these camera stands around here and hauling equipment. This man to do anything that's ever asked of him. And we want to thank you, Doug.
Thank you.
Yes.
Habitat wants to thank you for what you've done for us. So what we're going to do for you, we're going to build a house, Dell's house. We've got a fund drive that we've started this Dell Fest here, and we want everybody out there to text to 41444, enter Dell space, your amount you'd like to pledge, your name, a message to Dell and the family if you wish. Our goal is $75,000 for 75 years of your wonderful life, and that's what it costs us approximately to build a house. So we're looking for all of you tonight. Get out those cell phones, text that, and get your donation in to build this house. Next year, we want to have a blitz build just before the event and have this house finished prior to next year's event. And Dell can be there to dedicate it. All right.
Thanks, man. Thanks, Doug.
Thank you.
Well, now, if it has my name on it, can I live in it?
No, I'll be a guest anytime you want.
Thanks, Doug.
Thank you, Doug.
That's great, I'll tell you. Yeah.
Again, it's 41444 in your text, and in the message line, type Dell, space, your amount you'd like to pledge, and space again, and a message to Dell, and your name on there, and they'll go to a donor page where you'll complete your transaction by credit card. This is not a text to go to your cell phone bill. It goes to a donor page where you can put on your credit card and donate to the event. We have a rolling live feed for that, if you can remember it. It's kind of short. It's bit.ly/Dell's house. It'll take you to a live thermometer. Yeah, and I think there's a challenge out there because the man that put the first bid on there was Stan at $500, and I think he has to raise it if anybody beats his bid. So, hey, have at it, everybody.
We're going to build a house here. How about that?
All right. Now we're going to introduce the family and get all the family out here now. All right. Where are we starting? Which one? Looks like we're... Huh?
He's trying to get this set up for you.
Our monitor guy, he's...
I'm not sure what
he's
going.
He's probably right. I'm wrong.
But why don't we bring out the family while we're at it here? So we'll start with...
Jason Carter first. Is that what you said?
No. The family.
Oh, I thought you said the band. Well, I adopted him, that Jason Carter guy. You know. No, don't you come out here yet, Jason. Wait a minute. Hold him back. I wish you'd make welcome my wife, Jean. She's...
They just celebrated 50 wedded years this February. I'm only 25.
Now, Jean has been here longer than I have. No, I tell you, she's behind all this, you know. She's the one that got all these families started here, you know. I had a little bit of hand in it, but she did most of the work, you know. Now, I'll tell you, we've got a whole bunch of people to bring out here. We'll be here till 8 o'clock at least. Of course, you know these two guys.
Yep.
So?
Well, we can bring out, we have a sister, Rhonda, her son, Jacob. She's the oldest one, in case you want to know. My wife, Allison, is here. And I have my sons, Evan, Joshua, and Emma, my daughter.
My wife, Lisa, she's over here in the corner waiting. And I got two of my three kids here with me. My little one, he's gonna be 2 years old next week. And Delphus will be a little bit hard to keep up with him as much as we got going on. But next year he'll be here. But I've got my wife, Lisa, and my daughter, Monroe, and my son, Dale.
We got some extended family here with us. You know, we couldn't do what we do all year long without Stan Strickland and Chris Harris, who have run our management company, and they have such an incredible part in our lives. And their kids, Lily, Lee, and Audrey, are you here? They want to come out here. There's Andrea. Thank you, guys. They come all the way from Florida to be with us here today.
We're only half done.
Well, the ones that...
Chris, yeah, there you go.
Our partners.
That's our partners. And now, where is Roy Carter and Rebecca Sparks? Where are they? Is that Rebecca right there?
No.
She's only a lookalike, that lady sitting there.
That's High Sierra. That's the folks we partnered with to come here. So all this incredible people that you see and all working their butts off with... Kevin, that make all this happen. That's the High Sierra. And we couldn't think of a better partnership. Jeff Bradshaw's our festival manager. They're all working. They can't be with us, you know.
Hey, now, listen, you're supposed to be working in the merch tent over there. And him. She is. She's always there from till late at night, you know, till the place closes up. And he's supposed to be running this thing here, but you're not, are you? No wonder. It's not running smooth, Jacob. Jason. Oh, we got Jason in there.
Let's get Joe Craven out here and take a bow, because that's that guy.
Joe Craven.
He's the face of our festival. Right there he is. Our gracious. There he is. There you go. How about the Parallel Army? You out here and out there? Give us a big hand, Parallel Army. Oh, there's Rebecca. Rebecca Sparks.
This is Rebecca Sparks, and she's got the boss with her.
You know, while we're gone from Cumberland, throughout the year, we have the Del Fest Foundation that continues, and there's been over $150,000 that we've given back, and they've worked up and just incredible contributions. And Doug Schwab, wherever you're at.
There, Doug, yeah, right there.
Right there he is. Thank you. And all the members of the foundation.
Is Bill Valentine here? County Commissioner. He's running again. You better vote for him. Bill Valentine, Mike McKay, and Creed Brody. They're the county commissioners here, and they've helped us so much since we've been here at the festival, you know. There's Roy Carter. Where's he at? Yeah, man. They have the High Sierra Festival out in the mountains out in California, and if you ever get a chance, go there. It's only about a month from now, isn't it? Yeah? About a month? Huh? That's right, I'll be there. So I'll take you all with me, okay? Yeah, we'll be there. Well, let's see now. And of course, Barb Buell right here in Allegheny County Tourism for all the help and support throughout the year, Barb. Boy, if we didn't have this week, I couldn't remember my own name, much less all these other people that I know real well, you know. Now the thing's blank. What do we do now? I know what we need to do. We need to call up the other two members of this band, Jason Carter and also Alan Bartram, and I'll tell you, these guys are great musicians. If I were to go get a band, I could not find one that would come up with this band. I just could not. I know that, so my next move is quit. No, just kidding. But I wasn't kidding about their ability to play and sing. They're great musicians, and I'm really proud of them, you know. We play the Grand Ole Opry. We belong to the Grand Ole Opry down in Nashville, and when we are there, when we are there, you know, we play. I mean, we play there like on a Tuesday night or a Friday night or a Saturday night. They have special shows all through the week. And I'm just as proud as can be when I walk out on that stage with these guys, because they are tough competition, buddy, let me tell you. Yeah, they are, yeah. Yes, our sound man, is he out there? That's why we sound so good right now. That guy right there. Look out there, folks. That's our sound man, Darren Shoemaker. And you know what? Now, you think he makes a good sound. You ought to hear him play a mandolin, buddy. He can tear one up.
No, you don't want to hear that.
All right, now there's another guy we want to really thank, because he keeps us working. If it wasn't for him, we may not even have a job. How about a hand for Baron Ruth? And is he here? Baron Ruth. He's scared, Sam. Oh, he's on the phone booking a date, they said. Don't come out here. Keep working. Well, let's see now. Okay. Folks, we'd like to thank all you fans, because if it wasn't for you all, we could not be doing what we're doing, and we could not have a festival without you fans, and you are the best fans in the world. Now, I'm going to tell you this. We appreciate it, and I'll tell you what, I think we probably should be playing a little bit of music now, because we actually have a tight schedule here, and we've already got it loosened up right now. Thank you, folks.
I want to thank you all for all Dad's birthday wishes this year. 75 great years.
You got one? Walking the dog, I heard that. Now we probably won't remember to sing all the ones you request, but we remember a lot of them. Walking the dog, you say, huh? All right. Walking the dog. Webb Pierce recorded this a long time ago. An old country singer, you know, way years back. And we're going to sing it for you.